Hi, welcome to Digital Dialogues, your compact conversations on the future of technology. My name is Renee from Reply, and today we're going to talk about embracing empathy, the heart of social robotics, which is a super exciting topic. And for this, I'm very honored to have a special expert guest today, Alice Nardelli. Ciao, Alice. Come stai?
Hi, Renee. I'm excited to be there today.
This is great. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background as it relates to your research, effective computing, and all of the relevant topics we're going to talk today?
Yeah, actually, I'm doing my PhD at the University of Jena, in particular at the RISE Lab. RISE means for Robots and Intelligent Systems for Citizens and the Environment. I'm doing research on social robotics, and in particular on robotic personality and emotional intelligence. My research goal generally is to have an increased mutual understanding between the humans and the robots. That's it.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like quite an exciting department you're working in with RISE. So that's pretty cool. And let's dive right into the topics you mentioned and social robotics, which I'm not 100% sure what it is, but I'm sure also our listeners might not be aware of. So could you explain the concept of social robotics and why personality and emotional intelligence are crucial for these systems?
Perfect. Generally, a social robot can be defined as an autonomous system that interacts and communicates with humans. Then it has to share with humans social norms and behaviors. A social robot generally has to display several capabilities, such as maybe understand the human actions, human emotion, human speech, depending on the specific application. Reasoning upon this, and then react opportunely. The applications field of the social robotics is quite spread and goes from a personal home scenario to healthcare to education. In this context, personality, from a psychological point of view, can be considered as a driver of human behavior and thoughts. There are several psychological models to describe personality. One of that is the Big Five Factor Model, which define personality along five dimensions, namely extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, neuroticism, and openness to experience. But not only human, also robot can have a personality. Indeed, robot can display its own personality by influencing its behavior and then shaping the interaction between human and robots. Literature of robotics indeed show how the robotic personality can improve several aspects, such as likability, enjoyment, knowledge acquisition, trust, engagement. Additionally, personality can be used as a strategy to prevent that the interaction became boring. Finally, an adaptive personality can be exploited to follow the similarity complementary attraction theory or to persuade the user to take a certain decision. On the other hand, emotional intelligence is the capacity to recognize and articulate emotion within oneself and others and act opportunely. Effectively, interpreting human emotion during communication entails a profound comprehension on the conveyed message, thereby enabling the robot to act optimally, non from a computational point of view, but act optimally from an interaction point of view. So it is a crucial point of social robotics. First, furthermore, the emotional responsiveness of a social robot and empathy behavior can increase the affinity between humans and robots. To sum up, the personality and emotional intelligence can be considered as a driver of the robot behavior, a sort of higher level controller that shapes the interaction and increase the human understanding between the mutual understanding between human and robots. And that's it for a summary of my research topic.
Okay. Well, thank you for the interesting definitions also and giving an overview of the field. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I would now like to learn a little bit more and dive deeper into the topic about this personality and personality models, because I think this is also very much interesting when we think about different cultures, right? So would you also say like it's very important that you adapt a personality model for different cultures? Because like, you know, you're Italian, I'm German, obviously there's a little bit different cultures there. And, you know, people also react sometimes a little bit differently emotionally, depending on the culture, on their background. And there's quite a diversity there. So how important is it that you take these cultural topics into consideration?
I think that the cultural awareness is a fundamental behavior of a social robot. Indeed, a robot should be aware of social behaviors and norm, as I have already said, and to interact properly with a person with different cultures. Yeah. Logically, the personality can be considered from a cultural aware point of view. In my case, I focus more on the psychological aspect of personality. Indeed, the robotic literature show a robotic personality more as extrovert or introvert. So the personality can be considered a map of the behavior. But in humans, the personality is an internal component which influences many aspects of the behavior. And I want such a model in my architecture. At this purpose, I proposed a taxonomy for robotic personality based on three traits of the aforementioned Big Five factor model. Namely, conscientiousness, extroversion, and agreeableness. In this way, in this architecture, I can manage concurrently these three traits. And then I can shape how much the robot is social or non-social, how much it is precise or totally distracted, and finally, how much it is gently friendly or rude and selfish. Then I studied how which aspect of the human behavior can be influenced by personality, and I reported that in a robot. In particular, I focus on the style of language, on the voice tone, voice frequency and pitch, on the gaze, if the gaze is mutual or avoiding, in the head's movement, in the gestures, so in amplitude and velocity of gestures, and in the navigation. For example, an extrovert robot personality will navigate with a high speed and approach near humans, gesticulate a lot as Italians, and speech with a high voice, have a mutual gaze behavior to capture the social attention, move the head in all directions, and finally, it should be in a conversation very excited and verbose. The next step of my work has been to implement a component that shapes all these behaviors. At this purpose, I fine-tuned the language model, in particular a BERT model, in order to associate to an action and a specific personality coming from the taxonomy, the set of behavioral parameters that influence all the behavioral of the behaviors when the robot with that personality executes that action. In such a way, I reproduce the effect that the personality has in humans. But the personality does not affect only how the action executed, but the personality affect also which action are executed. Indeed, the personality is intertwined with the cognitive system, and in particular with the prospection. The prospection is a cognitive capability that is based on past experience and is used to simulate in advance the sequence of action that a person will execute and the associated hedonic experience. I implement that cognitive capability in order that a general personality, a robotic personality, can execute the sequence of action that better suits its personality to reach a general goal. For example, an object activity. So the robot need to pass an object to the human. An agreeable personality will prefer to gently pass the object to the human. On the other hand, a disagreeable personality will prefer to throw away the object. This is possible through the implementation of the interaction between the cognitive system and the personality. At this point, the emotional intelligence comes up. Also, the emotional intelligence is really connected with personality. For example, if an agreeable personality sees a sad person, this agreeable personality will feel uncomfortable. So it will plan to make an action to make the people happy. For example, asking why you're sad. On the other hand, a disagreeable agent should, by seeing an happy person, should react differently. Maybe it will say a provocative sentence in order to make the people angry. And all these mechanisms are possible through the implemented cognitive and psychological architecture. I've done several experiments on the architecture with different platforms, such as humanoid robot or digital human. And in different tasks, for example, collaborative scenario or chatting scenario, results show how the framework is effective in the interaction. Indeed, the personality in each occasion are perceived, even if the three traits are managed concurrently. Additionally, the robot or the agent is perceived as a cognitive agent, so capable of planning its own actions and perceive human emotion. So the results really encourage my research.
That's That's awesome. That's awesome to hear, actually, that you made this good progress and that your recent studies also show you that this is actually the right way and that you're on a good path with your research. That's really, really good to hear. My final question would be, in what ways do you see emotional, intelligent, and personal robots, like the work you're doing, how will this transform certain sectors and industries, for example, healthcare and education? Because I could see a lot of potential use cases there, but maybe you can share some.
For sure. Generally, I fight a lot with my mind. And anyway, the task and platform and dependency of my framework allows many possible applications. Now I can present some possible scenario. For example, from an healthcare point of view, I see a social robot as a companion robot. In this case, an empathic and extrovert personality should be exploited because the extrovert personality, for example, is really connected to capturing social attention, so chatting a lot with the person. On the other hand, the empathy toward the person, in this case, the patient, should help the patient with the self-disclosure, for example. And so the personality, by designing the proper personality for a companion robot in a healthcare scenario, should make feel better the patient. On the other hand, we can think at an educational scenario. In this case, maybe a conscientious and disagreeable personality should fit better. Indeed, the conscientious personality should say precisely what the students have to learn. On the other hand, the severity of the disagreeable personality should capture more the student attention and then should improve students' knowledge acquisition. And finally, the disagreeable personality is characterized by competitiveness and maybe should trigger students to study more and more. And to conclude, actually, I'm studying on a real industrial scenario. I'm exploring the effect of my cognitive and psychological framework on a robotic arm. The result that I would like to obtain is to study if the personality is still perceived in a non-humanoid robot, in a Kinova arm, and to understand which is the personality that maybe should improve the attention of workers during the collaborative task with the robot. And also, I'm studying which personality should improve the trust toward the robot in an industrial scenario and the psychological safety and the ergonomics. So, the overall architecture, I think that has a lot of potential, but I have to look at the next future to see the real application of that. But, I think that's it from my research.
Yeah, I think this is really exciting stuff. And, you know, getting the emotional intelligence into machines, into robotic systems, into agents is really the next important step we got to solve. We got a lot of, I would say, a lot of knowledge with LLMs, large language models last year, and you know, getting the emotional and the effective computing side of things into these agents is really important to have believable interactions with these systems. So really fantastic work you're doing with your PhD research. And I think you're also working on publishing your research. Is that already something you can talk about where maybe folks can can see you present your work, or is there any news recording, a paper you're going to publish? This is your time to make also a little bit of advertisement where maybe people can see you speak or something.
Thank you very much. I'm actually working on publish and make people aware of the capability and the potentiality of a psychological and cognitive system in many possible scenarios.
Got
but
it.
I have a lot of work to done.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, the work you're doing is surely a lot of effort, but it's very important. So thank you so much, Alicia, for joining us today and sharing your insights. That was very much appreciated.
Thank you to René.
Yeah. Well, and thanks everyone for joining us for Digital Dialogues, your compact conversations on the future of tech. Watch our blog, follow our social media, and subscribe to our Reply podcasts on your favorite podcast platforms to not miss the next episodes. And of course, you can listen to all the previous episodes and to all our amazing other podcasts on reply.com anytime you want. Until then, take care and see you soon. Bye-bye.